Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
And welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, I'm here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. I am very, very much a firm believer that this is going to be a series you're going to want to go back and listen to. You know, sometimes in learning new things and developing new habits, you know, it requires review. It requires repetition. In most instances. And so I encourage you to go back and listen to this series, because we're talking about big dreams deserve massive action. And I can tell you this, in pursuing big dreams and even getting yourself into massive action, especially in a world right now where it's encouraged to be mediocre, it's encouraged to live just really on the basis. It's encouraged even for you to live above your means, and it's not really encouraged on a regular basis for you to become, in a lifestyle, living a lifestyle that is in abundance. Scarcity is all around, and fear is all around. And so this is what I want you guys to understand, that these are the days that we need our Bible more than ever before, because so many lives are being lived in a lie. It is, we're living in. Well, what makes you feel that you know that, Nicola? It's because of the way that people now in this world are treating each other. It's the way that people are, the intentions that people have of gaining wealth and things like that. That's how, because there's no way that God would have created us to destroy one another. That's how I know. And so you can check that for yourself. But what I want to share with you on today is that we're going to be coming out of the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 23. And I want you to know that you got to be all in. You got to be all in. If you're trying to live your big dreams, the thoughts that you have, that you're suppressing them because you think that you can't reach them, or you're hanging around a lot of people who are not living like that, so you feel that that's all it is for you, or you're trying, but you're feeling like you're not getting progress, you're not making progress, which is not true. If you keep trying, you are making progress. If you keep going, you are making progress, but you got to keep going. So you got to be all in. And don't let your feelings get in the way of your greatness. Let's go to the Lord together, because I'm going to tell you this right here. Most of us, our emotions are just an extension of our experiences. Our emotions are an extension of our experiences. And then we have these feelings that are so anti-make it happen. And so let's go to the Lord right here and get some guidance. Father God, we come before you. We honor you. Because today, this is the day you've made, and we're so glad and joyous we're here in the land of the living. Father God, right now, we need you like never before. Please allow your Holy Spirit to come in like a flood, like never before. First and foremost, to comfort and heal those who are in discomfort, giving those the courage to make moves that they need to make in order to move into massive action. We know that there's some people that have to get out of their own way, and we know there's some people that have to get people out of their way. But Lord God, right now we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so let's lean unto not their understanding, but pursue you like never before. You know that people are looking for answers. They're looking for strength so they can pursue their biggest dreams. Our prayer is that they will open up their minds and their hearts to what you've already told us and pursue that. As we're pursuing your kingdom and his righteousness, we know that all things will be added unto us. As we're going from faith to faith so that we will believe without a shadow of doubt your word and not the world. We come up against anything, anyone that will tell us otherwise. We're going out to do these great exploits in your name, so we'll be careful to acknowledge you as we go out and dominate the marketplace. They'll know who sent us. We love you. We honor you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're going to read 1 Colossians 3 and 23 together, talking about being all in, not allowing your feelings to get in the way of your greatness on today, because massive action is going to require your whole self, your spirit, your mind, and your body, your spirit, mind, and body. And we got to get it all on the same page. Most people would not be able to do it for themselves. And most people, even their why of their children is not strong enough. So many of us have children, and we have, you know, but the roles and the way of life get us sidetracked as to us building a legacy for our children. So we can't say that our children are our wives, because if that were the case, we would fight the devil like you know what to make it happen so that our kids would have better lives. Then what is it that's stopping us? I can tell you this. My family is a reason. But God has to become my priority. God had to become my priority. This will allow you to do things even when you don't feel like it. This will allow you to push through even when things look like all is lost. Let's read the word of the Lord. And this scripture is very near and dear to me in my success. When you don't even have a reason to do what you're doing or feels like all is lost, Colossians 3 and 23 reads like this and says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to men." This scripture, I want you to go back and meditate on it, because a lot of the things that we deal with in our pursuit of success or pursuit of happiness, which at some point in time, pursuit of happiness and success must be in alignment. This will cause you now not to do things to compromise yourself or others for success. And let me tell you something. If you're doing whatever you're doing, as you're doing it unto the Lord, not unto men, let me tell you what's going to happen. Fear is going to dissipate. Because you know if you're doing it for the Lord, you know the Lord is with you. So there's no reason to fear. The fears that people have of rejection, the fears that people have of not fitting in, the fears of people that people have when they feel that they may not be approved by others. These are things that will slow you down. If someone's not acknowledging you the way you want or whatever, these are things that will now allow your mind to go into a place where you're not able to take massive action. If you're doing what you're doing as unto the Lord and not unto men, there's no reason for anxiety, because you know you're connected to the source. And as long as you play by his rules, he has to pay up. That's what his word says. That's why I encourage people, stay in that word, because the word is going to tell you something different than the world. The world right now will make you feel like only people who are getting tons of likes and views on Instagram are worthy of success. When I am here to tell you that I know 7 and 8-figure people that I can probably find them on Instagram. That's not even their world. You'll release the frustration and anxiety and just work. You will work. You will work. You will put in the work, proving to God that you really have faith, not just with your lip service, but your work will be the proof of your faith. And when you do this, life, business, so many things are going to change for you, meaning that instead of you hunting down people to do business with, you will be forefront in someone else's mind. They will start hunting you down. Instead of you looking and hoping that you get invitations to important things or whatever, people will now be looking for you. I've seen a gentleman that I met through a mutual friend, and this guy, I mean, he's doing amazing things. Every time I see him, he's all over the world, literally on the largest of platforms, doing amazing things. And him and I have met a few times, and I just hit him up on one of his stories and was like, man, you're doing an amazing job. And you're talking about this guy, and I saw he was in a whole other country. It had to be really, really late in his timing. And I mean, immediately, it was not even long. Hey, Nicola, I'm back in the States on the 20th. We've got to connect. I got some stuff I want to share with you. And when I look at that, I'm like, wow. That didn't come because I'm large in network marketing. It came because of the passion. He's always said that. You have so much passion for what you're doing. And I said, I don't have passion for what I'm doing. I have passion for who I'm doing it for. I can tell you there's sometimes that I am working in my body. Because I'm human, my body begins to just say, oh, I'm so tired. And then I will remember and I'll say, Lord, just give me the strength to finish what you've asked me to do. Do you understand that same plea, that same opportunity for you to ask God to get in and do whatever he needs you to do for you, that he is there? You might say, Nicola, what does this have to do with business? Everything. If we are about our Father's business, we would be more focused. And understand that if you're representing the kingdom, that you must be successful. Because people who are unbelievers, they can only believe what they see. What are you showing them? That it's okay to call Abba Father, but it's okay to stay beneath your means? Absolutely not. The opportunity is so ripe for you right now to take massive action on those big dreams, to line up that action with what you're desiring or what you're asking for. Yes, it's going to come in the form of one by one until you master the crawl. You got to practice to get paid, ladies and gentlemen. Your date of enrollment is not necessarily the date you began doing business. If you enroll and you start and you stop, 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 choose a real start date. Meaning you start and don't stop until you reach out. Start, don't stop until you reach the top. Let's open up the call on today. Because if you start moving with an energy that you are pursuing what you're pursuing for God, to make sure that those here on earth, we are supposed to be an example. That's what Jesus did. He was an example for us. So if we're disciples, we're supposed to be an example. An example. Success is a part of an example. Let's open up the line, guys, and let's pursue those things that would align. Yeah, success, you'll be happier when you're more successful. You say, well, money don't bring success. I didn't say money. Because when you're successful, you know you're walking in some more purpose other than just the basic hemming and hawing every day. How many more times are we going to start? Let's start and not stop. Good morning. 779 last four, 8970. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nicola. It's Sandra. It's truly a blessing to be on your calls. And I'm just going to make it a habit because I think I took you for granted for a little bit. So now I don't care. I'm always going to be grateful and thank God for you before I say anything. So I just, you know, what you're doing, obviously the Holy Spirit is working and he's moving. And we may not know, but you may not see all that you have been able to do. But I know there's plenty of people on this phone that constantly are telling you, you know, Nicola, you gave me that next step. I was going to give up, and I was able to keep pushing because I came on the call, or I can't. And to me, that is all the wealth. That is like beyond money, beyond anything. And I remember you did this program, one of the weeks we had a session, and you said, you know, your people, right, the people that are waiting for you, they're waiting for you. Stop worrying about other people's people.
That's right.
Right?
That's
and
right.
You need to be ready and willing to reach out to your people, those people who are going to listen to you, that are going to come, you know, come and be a part of what you need to. And so it's so funny because I've been working on these courses that I was doing, and I was getting really excited about what the people were going to learn and what they were going to do and da-da-da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden, I had this little switch where I was like, oh, but I can make this amount of money. I could do this. I could do – and I got caught up with the money. Again, this is my issue. And I overcame it, and I did overcome it. You know, I did. But don't think that just because you overcome something, it's not going to come back. So it's just going to come back more sneakily, more to see if you really did overcome this. And all of a sudden, I had this blockage. I couldn't think. I was like, okay, everything was flowing at first. And all of a sudden, as I said, God, what's going on? And he said to me, and I remember kind of laughing because in my old office, you know, everything was glass, right? The glass doors, the glass walls, everything's glass. And he said, when you get off purpose, when you don't do my business, it's like you walking straight into some glass. You're not going to get anywhere because you are not doing what I called you to do. You're doing now what you want to do. And I said, okay, I see. Even though I can't see, you know, you can't see glass, so you walk and you think you're going in the right direction, but you hit straight smack in your face and you fall down. And that's because you suddenly, and you know how you always say clean heart, clean hands and clean heart, right? That's what I'm talking about. Just You've got to stay on kingdom business, kingdom purpose, and the devil's at every corner making sure that you really believe what you say. And trust, it's a constant working. But like you said, if you're passionate about it, it doesn't feel like work. It
That's
actually
right.
gives you more joy.
Right?
That's it gives
right.
you more joy than it does not doing it. So that's where we got to get to. We're all at different levels, but guess what? Because of Power Start Your Day, we have unity in what we're doing, and we're not by ourselves. And even though all of us may be doing something and trying to build our little business or trying to, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do, if you're doing it for God, we're all doing it together. And
that's
what
right.
he's showing me. And guess what? And he's getting us to a point where, you know, I remember your husband said this, and this was, it really kind of opened up my eyes. One day, we will all be at a place where we can go in and massively change neighborhoods. We can go and stop poverty. We have the power and the ability and the money to go and help those who can't help themselves. We will be able to do that. You could pick up the phone one day and say, Sandra, I need $1 million right now because this is a situation I need to take care of. And I'll be like, boom, here you go. Without question, without me thinking, oh, my gosh, how am I going to pay my bills? Oh, my gosh, what investments am I? You know, I need to be able to write a check without worry if it's for kingdom purpose. And that's what I believe everybody on this call is meant, right? Because you were drawn to this. You were drawn to this. And you thought you were being drawn to money. And in a way you were, but it wasn't for you. It was for kingdom. We need to be the check writers. And if we're not the check writers, we don't need to be making no money. And that's really what he's been putting in my heart. You gonna write some checks, but if you're not gonna write them for me, then I ain't giving you no money. That's just how it's gonna work. And you know what I mean? I've been working on that less than now a year, but you know what? I got it together now, because every time I'm gonna say one last thing and I'll get off. When I was giving birth to my daughter, and I'm sorry if this grosses anybody out, she would, you know, I'm going through the birthing process, and she would go out and then she'd go back in, and we did this for like almost 5 hours, and I was like, that's it. I can't take this. She needs to come out. And then I said, I'm giving up. I'm not pushing no more. It's over. And the midwife came over and she said, Sandra, every time she goes back in, when she comes out a little telling you, just keep going. She is coming out. You can't see. You just got to keep pushing. And I feel like that's the process I'm on. Yeah, I keep falling. But every time I fall and get back up, I get up stronger, I get up wiser, and I get up knowing what God has for me. So it's okay if we fall. But you cannot stay down. You got to get back up, and whatever it takes, you know what I mean? You got to be on Power Start Your Day every morning like you're supposed to. Get your little vitamin, and then keep going. And that's all I got to say. And thank you so much, Nicola. I love you.
You are so welcome, Sandra. But, you know, this is the thing. What if we weren't really falling? What if when we were thinking we were falling, we're not falling, you're learning? No one really described to us the learning process, because when we're in school, we read whatever the text is. They take a test, and whatever that grade is, it's like we're like, that's it. Very few teachers give you a time for do-overs, what have you. But that's not really how life is. That's because they set that up. Man set up that system because you got to move from grade to grade to grade. But levels in life, you can't really see it exactly like that. Like, you don't just get a grade, because guess what? I can have a 100 and A, and someone else can have a 100 and A, and they can be in two different worlds, two different, industries. But they're walking in their purpose. The challenge is people don't seek out the purpose. They work in the plan without a purpose. Purpose was the hardest thing for me. I didn't understand what the heck. Oh, my gosh. That's all. Papa would say, all was purpose. And I'm like, what is purpose? What is that? What do you mean? Instead of you start doing it for God, you'll find your purpose. Okay, what does God want? What does he want? He sent his only begotten son, Immaculate Conception, to die for us to live in abundance. So wait a minute. If I am helping people move closer to abundance by moving closer to God, then that's what he wants. If I'm helping them feel better about themselves because the world is making them feel like they're nothing because they may not be a millionaire yet or what have you, and they don't understand that if you begin to understand who you are and whose you are, millions are just miles away. It's not far away from you. Falling in the trap of trying to be somebody else other than who God made us. I remember Papa Moreau said, that's a slap in the face to try to be anyone else than yourself. There's no carbon copies of you. So then now you won't be afraid to stand in front of people and just let it flow what's on the inside of you. If you purify your heart and clean your hands, you know what's coming out your mouth is going to be good for somebody. So prospecting become easy. You question what you're going to say because you're questioning what's in your heart. My motive is for me, not for them. Crazy thing is, the more you do for people is the more God is going to do for you. The more you do for people, the more God is going to do for you. Meaning, yes, you're going to get paid what you're worth, so you have money. And then now when he gives you that money, he's going to see what you do with that money. And he said, I don't need all of it. I just need you to not forget where it came from. Then he'll start giving you more, more, more. You say, well, what happens to the people that are not Christians? They're following the laws. Those big philanthropists, they know you got to sow money to make more money. You got to sow money to grow money. You got to sow money to grow money. You got to sow money to grow money. So they say, okay, I'm not giving it to an organized church or religion. I'm going to give it to a cause that's going to still help God's people. They can't run away from it. Whether they're creating water lines in Africa, or they want to take care of human trafficking, or, you know, or whatever it is. They want to feed the hungry. They're still God's people. So they still reap the reward of the laws of God. I'm not confused, ladies and gentlemen. I'm clear on how this works because I've gotten trained in the word, and then I'll get trained in the world, and I say, wait a minute, the world is teaching the word. They're just not calling it that. Because when you go and you say, well, who created the copy? They wasn't here at the beginning, so they got it from somewhere. Alpha and the Omega, the only one that can tell us exactly how it's going to end. Why in the world would you want to get information from anywhere else? You got to be all in. Get your spirit, mind, and body in alignment. You got to first connect with the spirit so it can feed your mind and your body start moving in the right direction. In that order. Most people start in their head. How can you start in your head when everything that you've experienced in your life is all in your head? It can trick you. Your emotions can trick you. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. I love you guys. Get moving today. Get moving. Get moving. Get moving. You'll be surprised when God will meet you at your point of need. You'll think that it's onesie, twosie, and then all of a sudden he lets you meet somebody that take you to 20 people or 30 people on faith. Take care.